Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. My name is Joseph.
Hi, guys. I'm Sunny, and welcome back to our channel. So, Joseph, so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I guess you already told me, but you're pretending like you don't know. Today, we're going to look at some interesting expressions in English.
Interesting expressions?
I guess so.
Like how interesting?
Moderately interesting.
OK, 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。今天我要来和 Joseph 一起和大家看一看一些非常有趣的英文表达。那么如果大家想要查看今天节目的详细笔记的话，欢迎大家微信搜索关注早安英文，并且私信回复笔记两个字就可以啦。OK, so now let's cut the crap and get into the point. So Joseph, what's the first expression about?
I guess the first expression, well...The first three expressions will all、mm-hmm. be about pigs. So the first one, I think, is the one that maybe is the most common. The one that maybe some people might actually know、mm-hmm. would be to pig out on something.
Pig out on something.
Right. So in our mind, in America, pigs aren't stupid. Pigs are just always hungry and they're
no,
always
pigs
eating.
No, pigs are cute.
Young pigs are cute, I guess. But, yeah, in China, for some reason, they're seen as just being stupid. But、mm. in America, if we call someone a pig, it's because they eat too much.
They eat too much.
Right, so pig well, out on something. Yeah, to eat too much.
It means to eat too much of something.
Eat like a pig.
Like to make a pig of oneself, right?
Right.
其实第一个表达可能很多人都已经知道了，就是这个 pig out on something.那么这个 pig out 它不是说让猪出去啊，而是说吃了太多的东西，让某一个人自己看上去像一头猪一样。因为在中国或者是美国的文化中呢，猪都是代表比较能吃的。So can you give us an example?
I guess so. I think it's easy, but something like we pigged out on ice cream until we all felt sick.
I love to pig out on ice cream.
No, okay.
Okay, so what's the next one?
The next one is, of course, again with pigs, but、mm-hmm. this time it's when pigs fly.
When pigs fly, 当猪飞起来了
Right, and so a pig is fat, a、mm-hmm. pig is heavy, a pig cannot fly. So
this literally means never, right?
Never.、Yeah. I don't know why pigs, because many animals can't fly, but yeah, when pigs fly.
Okay, so like, sure, he will pay for the drinks.When pigs fly.
Right. You can just put it at the end of any sentence. After it sounds like you're finished your idea,、uh-huh. you can put it at the end. And it just means like, I'm joking. I'm wrong.
Something will never happen.
Exactly.
第二个就是说当猪能飞的时候 when pigs fly 其实这一个表达是表示 never 就是永远都不可能发生的事情你可以把这句话接在任何一个句子后面当你说完一句话之后你又想说这件事情是永远都不会发生的你就可以把这个 when pigs fly 接在后面比如说、有一个非常小气的人你说他永远都不会买单你就可以说 sure he will pay for the drinks when pigs fly 当猪能飞的时候他就会买单了 OK, so the next one is also about pigs
Exactly
OK, so it's put lipstick on a pig
Right, and that just means a pig is ugly Well, you said cute, but I guess an older pig is ugly And maybe,
Young pigs are cute.
Right. Imagine you're trying to pass off the pig as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You put lipstick on it, you put some fake hair on it, a wig, and you try and tell everyone, yeah, this is a beautiful girl. Everyone still knows that's not a girl, that's a pig.
So this one literally means to make something seems more attractive, right?
Right. To make it look more appealing or maybe it's a business, to make the business look more successful than it actually is.
But actually...It is not.
Right, just for show.
Okay, so can you think of some examples?
Well, for me, it's kind of hard to think of them because it's not an expression that I usually say, but I guess by now it should be common knowledge throughout all of the internet that Joseph、mm-hmm. does not like Apple. And so
like Apple.
Anytime I need to make an expression that explains why something is bad, I always like to use Apple as an example.
Uh-huh.
So the best sentence I can think of is...It looks like they've just put lipstick on a pig for the new iPhone SE.、
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same phone as 2 years ago, but in bright new colors.
That's a good example.
I hope so.
他刚刚的意思是说、这个 iPhone SE 就是几年前的这一个 iPhone。那么苹果公司出了这一款手机的时候真的只是改变了它的外表而本质是没有改变的。It looks like they've just put lipstick on a pig for the iPhone SE. It's just the same phone as 2 years ago, but in bright new colors. 这个 iPhone SE 是和之前的那个 iPhone 5是一样的吧？好像应该是 iPhone 5，它只是颜色不变，但是手机的构造都是一样的。嗯，把它重新包装了一下，然后又拿出来当一个新的手机卖。
So since putting lipstick on a pig sounds kind of unusual,、mm-hmm. I guess the next expression we can talk about is something that has to do with maybe unusual food.
Oh, with food.
Right, so if you're able to eat some unusual food or maybe just something that's too spicy, just something that you think would make a normal person have a stomach ache or possibly get sick,、
uh-huh.
you would say that they have a cast iron stomach if they can eat these things and not get sick.
Cast iron stomach.
Right, cast iron is that old kind of iron that's black. Use it to make a pot like 200 years ago.
Well, I can say that too, that most Chinese have cast iron stomach.
Possibly, because I have seen some strange foods over here.
这个 cast iron stomach 可以就把它想象成一个什么铁打的胃。我觉得很多中国人都是有这种铁打的胃啊，因为我们经常吃外卖，吃那种街边小摊。那么这个 cast iron stomach means a very strong stomach that can withstand bad food or anything that is...Maybe unusual.
Yeah, unusual.
And yeah, for example, you must have a cast iron stomach if you are having fries and ice cream.
Actually, in America, something salty and something hot with something cold and something sweet is quite normal. So many people I've seen put their french fries in their ice cream,、uh-huh. especially like a milkshake.
So what is weird?
So many people in China tell me that if they eat apples on an empty stomach,it gives them a stomach ache. And if they drink coffee, it gives them a stomach ache. So I think you must have a cast iron stomach if you're able to eat apples and drink coffee for breakfast.
At the same time.
And then not get sick.
如果说、比如说你早上吃早饭的时候一边吃苹果一边喝咖啡，这样你还不胃痛的话， you must have a cast iron stomach. 就是说当你吃了一些不是那么经常搭配在一起吃的食物，就是吃上去会让人感觉怪怪的食物了之后呢，如果你还是感觉很好的话，你就可以说 You must have a cast iron stomach. Okay, so the next one can also be used when talking about food. So it's everything but the kitchen sink.
Right, and if you say that it can be used for food and you use this expression, what I'm imagining is pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, because you've never seen the...very fancy pizza that they just put a whole bunch of toppings on. You could say that pizza would be called everything but the kitchen sink because they put every topping they had in the store on top of this pizza.
So this one literally means everything,
yeah,
right?
It just means everything.
Everything one can think of.
Right.、
其实这个 everything but the kitchen sink 它就是表示你一个人能够想象到的任何东西这个地方都有、那么这个 kitchen sink 它是表示厨房的水槽，那么它在这个表达中也没有什么别的比较特殊的指代含义，整个表达 everything but the kitchen sink 就是表示一个人能想象到的所有的东西。那么这一个表达还有一种比较有趣的用法、其实也差不多，就是把这个地方的 but 换成了 including everything including the kitchen sink， 它也是表示所有的东西。So Joseph, can you give us an example about this expression?
Well, I guess if you want to use an example, maybe with morning English, we could、mm-hmm. say that morning English podcasts could include topics about everything, possibly even the kitchen sink.
That's a good one. 他是说我们早安英文的、节目呢是包含了各种各样五花八门所有的 topics, 各种各样的话题。Okay, so the last one for today, put a sock in it. Sock, S-O-C-K. 袜子。
Yeah. Right. Think about like in a movie when someone's being kidnapped,、uh-huh. when they want the person to be quiet, they stick a sock in their mouth and they tape their mouth shut. I'm guessing that's where the idiom comes from because I don't know.
I'm already picturing it.
That's what it is. It just means shut up.
Stop talking.、mm. 最后一个表达是说 put a sock in it. 那么这个地方的 it...你们可以把它想象成 someone's mouth、
mm-hmm.
就是把袜子塞到一个人的嘴巴里面，我们常常看到在电视中电影中有些人被绑架了，然后那个人就会那个劫匪就会把人的嘴巴用袜子给堵住。那么这个表达在口语中的用法呢是比较的 不礼貌的 You're rudely telling someone to stop talking 就是比较粗鲁的让别人闭嘴 Shut up 不要再讲了那么这个表达是可以直接使用的比如说 Oh, put a sock in it No one wants to hear your complaints anymore 没有人想听你抱怨了快点闭嘴吧当然还要注意这个表达还是比较的不礼貌的所以不要用在上司或者是比较不太熟的朋友身上那么其实我们除了每周一到周五更新的免费的音频节目之外呢同时也有在为大家精心制作付费课程如果说大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文私信回复会员两个字就可以了解详情啦那么早安英文还给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑遇到老外舌头就打结吗地道口语怎么说呢快来个英语急救包吧在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑快速帮你解决开口难的大问题
Okay, enough with all these expressions for today. I think we've, you know, covered enough of them. Don't want to give too much at one time.
We've covered a lot.
Yeah, I think we should put a sock in it. Anyway, my name is Joseph. This is Morning English.
And I am Sunny. So thank you guys for listening.
And have a great day.
Bye-bye.